Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The reason I tend to get a bit hysterical on air is that I live this stuff. I eat, drink, and sleep it. And the criminal organizations running our government and others are so mischievous, so evil, so bad. I mean, everything they do is to destabilize and bring down society. It's not like I'm some perfect goody-two-shoes that, you know, is just hates everybody in government or corporations. It's that as a society, we become so corrupt, and more of our economy is based on corruption, and now it sees anything that's not corrupt as a threat and is seeking to fully convert the military, the FBI, the Justice Department, and these corporate boards to members of the conspiracy. And when you learn they're a bunch of anti-human, really nasty people, because who else would do stuff like this but really nasty people? And now it's been running things so long that really bad people have gotten in. There's been competition amongst evil. And so the most evil are now getting in. And until you flip your mind around from their perspective and look through their eyes, you won't be able to grasp it. But once you sit in their seat and actually read what they write and what they stand for, God help us. God help us. They want to break this country. They want to re-educate us. They want to hurt us. We are in grave danger. Grave danger. Steve, you've got the floor, and then we're going to get to Matt and everybody else that's holding. Colonel Roberts is coming up. I used to get Colonel Roberts on. Craig Roberts, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up. But I was thinking the other day, I want to get Paul Craig Roberts on, but also want to get Colonel Roberts on, because he'd have a lot to say about this, a great patriot who exposed Oklahoma City as an inside job. But let's go back to Steve, the active duty Marine that just rotated back. You got about 3 minutes. Finish up why you think Obama has a 15% approval rating with the U.S. military.
Well, Alex, with regard to SEAL and Recon Marines coming back out of Afghanistan through Okinawa, you have a lot of the enlisted operators being charged with mutiny and other crimes that carry the death sentence. Now, what I'd like for you to do, if possible, is get in touch with your contacts in Navy Special Operations, if you've got any in the Marine Corps. The Camp Hansen Brig is full of SEALs, Recon Marines that have these charges of mutiny on them that they've been sitting in there 6, 7, 8 months now. And what that does, when you're sitting in the brig that long, they're hoping that these operators are going to kill themselves. That way they can wash their hands, there's no loose ends, and they don't have to do what they did to Chris Kyle. I would really like you to look into this, because before I came back, there were 15 Recon Marines and 7 SEALs that I personally knew that were good men, that because they either did not fully cooperate or zealously cooperate in cleaning up the loose ends with the drug connections for the CIA in Afghanistan, are sitting in the Camp Hansen Brig right now waiting to go on trial for their lives.
That's right. And, sir, I am aware of this. I've interviewed Navy SEALs' families on air. I have broke the fact that the families believed and the SEALs believed that helicopter was blown up to get rid of the evidence. We know Chris Kyle was executed, and they had a patsy in that, a drugged-up patsy, because he wasn't going to go along with what he'd been ordered to do in the book. Just like they killed Pat Tillman when he was writing letters home. And I've talked to his brother off air. And, of course, it came out later that indeed they did kill him. It's so scary. And I'll, but I am aware of some of what you're saying. And everybody's so scared right now. Because if you do, even if you do what they say, they're kicking you out or dishonorably discharging you to discredit you. And it shows the total dishonor of this system. There is a purge, a soft purge, a night of the long knives going on in special operations right now. There's a war on the military right now. I mean, that's what Obama's purging, folks.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Forest, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're getting Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on the Skype line right now. Alex Jones here back live in the second hour. We just had a very powerful call from a Marine Force Recon operator who's rotated back about all the Navy SEALs and Marines and you name it in the brigs. They're even targeting the Army more in a purge of top officers. We've confirmed from high-level sources, I'm talking retired three-star generals who've been recently retired, that there is a purge. We've been telling you that for 3 years. It's now been in mainstream news. An unprecedented number of generals and other officers right down to non-commissioned are being kicked out, persecuted. Obama and the neocons working together are consolidating power in government. That's why the Republicans dare not challenge Boehner. He's come out now and attacked Obama today as political cover for not repealing Obamacare. We're going to be playing that video after Paul Craig Roberts leaves us. I wanted to get him on about the economy. He's got a new article out right now about the Charlie Hebdo situation. We'll get his take on that as well. But Francis is active duty State Guard lieutenant, and I wanted to get his take on this Military Times poll with Obama with a 15% approval rating. The callers, the active duty, and veterans have agreed nobody's talking about gays in the military. That's a red herring. They don't like Obama. because he is engaging in treason. Open borders, continuing the wars, persecuting the military, and backing ISIS in Syria. That's why they're upset. Now, that's what the callers have said. I'm going to go to other callers after we talk to Roberts, but I want to get to Francis because he's active duty while Dr. Roberts waits, and I want to get his take on it. Francis, what is your take on what's happening, and do you have any intel on persecution inside the military by the Justice Department that's now going after Petraeus?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Alex. My name's Francis Marion. You can check out my veracity off air if you like, but I am in FEMA Region 4, active duty State Guard. I don't know anyone who's for Obama in the military or in State Guard. I don't know of any persecution either, per se, but I'm sure there is plenty. But my point is the core of our problem is I was also on Ron Paul's campaign staff in 08 and in 12, and I just want to say bottom line, as I witnessed this personally, I think a lot of people did too, that Dr. Ron Paul is politically pure and everything as good as he is, and Rand, they do not have the stones to resist this, to effectively resist. Ron and Rand Paul do not have the stones that his followers have. And I'm just telling you, I witnessed that. I'm sorry to say that. Ron Paul stood down. Tom Petty and Heartbreakers Went Back Down was our theme song in our office. And Ron Paul backed down, but notwithstanding his lousy grandson-in-law and his ineffective official campaign.
Well, I don't want to get into all that. I'm aware of some of it. Ron Paul was on yesterday. He does his best job he can. Specifically, why is the military upset with Obama?
Well, Obama is an absolute tyrant, and he's out to destroy America. He is America's number one enemy, although a puppet, he's the number one visible enemy. He's got guys behind him that are bigger enemies, but he needs to be resisted, and we need to have the stones go balls to the wall to resist him in the info war and hopefully not the active war.
No, I hear you. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Again, the military, 15% approval rating for Obama, lowest ever. That's a good sign. The military 2 years ago, this is the key to success, said no to attacking Syria, and thousands of officers held up signs saying, I will not fight in Syria for Al-Qaeda. So they changed the name to ISIS. Now ISIS-connected groups have attacked Europe, if you believe the official story, and that's being used to try to pass CISPA again, has been reintroduced bipartisanly, Infowars.com. Joining us is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former main editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, best-selling author, and, of course, worked for Ronald Reagan. And he's here to break down the economy, his take on the Charlie Hebdo situation, his take on many more analysts believe 2015 is the year of the next global financial crisis. We'll hit all those points with him in the next 20 minutes. Dr. Roberts, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Sure. Glad to be with you, Alex.
Well, you got the floor. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, it's up to you. We can talk about the retail sales report that came out today. You know, after being told that we had 5% real GDP growth in the third quarter, the fourth quarter? We learned that retail sales actually declined. And not just a decline in the expected amount of sales, but an absolute decline. So clearly there's no economy. It's been obvious to any real economist for years that there's no economy because there's no growth in consumer incomes, not in real consumer incomes. There's no growth, and there's no growth in consumer credit except for student loans. So there's no money to fuel an increase in demand. And since the economy is largely based on consumer demand, there's been no way to have a recovery or any kind of the growth claims that the government periodically issues. So clearly the economy is in bad shape, and they're having more and more trouble hiding that fact. So we are also watching a continuing drop in the oil price. Now, just try to imagine all of the trillions of dollars of oil-based derivatives When these prices come down so much, there has to be a lot of debt related to these derivatives that simply can't be served. And so, yes, we're probably in line for another breakout of the financial crisis.
How long can the QE go? I mean, how long can they keep just printing dollars by the trillions or issuing the digital money?
As long as they can keep the Japanese central bank and the European central bank doing the same thing. As long as the Japanese and the Europeans are printing yen and euros, those currencies grow along with the dollar, and so there's no relative change in the exchange values. So the manipulation that Washington is able to achieve is international, and they can support the dollar through their vassal states in Japan and Europe. So how long does that continue? I think it can continue until a large part of the world simply moves away from the dollar payment system and stops using dollars the way the Russians and the Chinese are beginning to do. So that would mean a very large drop in the demand for dollars as its role in financing the international payment system diminishes, and that's when I think they would lose control.
What do you make of China and Russia announcing they're going to launch a new credit rating agency in 2015? Because obviously the other ratings agencies are being used politically to undermine China and Russia.
Yes, I think that's just a response. What China and Russia need more than a new credit rating agency is simply to withdraw from the Western payment system. The two countries have economies that are very complementary, and therefore they can self-finance. And so why they need a rating system, in my opinion, it's reckless for the Russians to rely on Western capital or Western financial markets, because they are a mechanism of Washington's imperialism. And so when Russia relies on Western payment systems, it, in effect, is putting itself under Washington's thumb. And if the Russians did not participate in this system, they would not be facing sanctions, because they would be independent of the system.
Sure. But and that's why the West doesn't respect Russia, is because it's so infiltrated by the same finance systems that we are. And globally, these corporatists, these crony capitalists are above the law, but they're not above the natural laws of man. And there's got to be a breaking point when the military has a 15% approval rating, when the public in Gallup says they don't trust the government at a record level, when we're really in a recession, depression, and they tell us everything's great.
Right.
When reality begins to set in, there's got to be some point where the emperor's new clothes phenomenon becomes a reality.
Yes, I think the grand manipulations could be coming to an end this year. We have not only the manipulation of the economy and people's perception of the economy, but also we have the manipulation of foreign policy and people's perceptions of the outside world. And I think that the government's manipulations have reached the point that they're just now too extreme. And so they may lose their control over people's minds. This grand manipulation will be tested in 2015.
I want to shift gears now. You have a new article out today just titled Charlie Hebdo, The Hypocrisy of the EU That Censors So Much Speech. Now acting like they're so free speech standing up for this magazine, which I stand up for their free speech. But at the same time, hundreds of thousands have been killed in Syria after Western-backed rebels did it. They're connected to this group. What about mourning for all the Syrians or Libyans the West has killed with their al-Qaeda proxy armies?
Right. Well, we don't ever get around to that because that doesn't serve our foreign policy goals or Washington's hegemony over the rest of the world. The Charlie Hebdo does. See, whether or not this was a false flag attack or whether it was a real legitimate terrorist attack, the outcome is the same. Three goals were achieved. One is France has been pulled back under Washington's thumb. They're back under Washington's foreign policy orbit. You have to remember just very recently, the French voted with the Palestinians. They took a position different from the American-Israeli position. The British themselves, if memory serves right, abstained. So that this showed two of the most influential European countries moving away from the American position. Also very recently, the president of France announced that the economic sanctions against Russia must end. So this is another break in the cooperation with Washington's foreign policy. So when you have something like this terrorist shooting in Paris, you cow the French and you bring them back under your thumb. Also, we see the effect of the shooting is to undermine what was a growing European sympathy for the Palestinians. This is not because the Palestinians were involved in shootings, but Muslims are generally Muslims. And so they're tainted by it. And also, there was growing European opposition to the new war that Washington is ginning up in the Middle East against the Islamic State. The Europeans have had enough of this. They know it doesn't serve their purpose. Many of them have large Muslim populations, and they understand that these populations are beginning to be radicalized by the incessant bombing and killing of Muslims in the Middle East. And so they were tired of this and were not supporting the American policy, which was making it difficult for the policy to go forward, because Washington always needs cover. If it just goes and acts on its own, it faces charges that it's committing war crimes. But if it has accomplices, they can all say, oh, this is necessary to do. See, we all agree. We all agree that this is necessary to do. It's a NATO operation or blah, blah. And so the terrorist, if that's what it was, the Charlie Hebdo affair brings a halt to all of this independent thinking and reorganizes behind Washington.
Well, I mean, here's a larger question. How can we as a culture be held hostage by 20 dead people when automobiles kill that many people a day in France, and it's way more than that a day here in the U.S., it's in the hundreds? I mean, since when can the media just take something and make it such a spectacle, and then we're all shaking in fear? Clearly, whether it's staged or real, it's being used to pass draconian censorship in France and the U.S. with a cover of marches for free speech. It is so Kafkaesque. It's so Orwellian. It makes my head spin, and it really makes me fear for the future of our civilization.
Yes, and legitimately so. But keep in mind, the main effect of this is to put Europe back under Washington's control. They're no longer opposing the war in the Middle East. They're no longer flocking to the Palestinians' cause, and they're no longer speaking about independent foreign policies. So it has served a purpose, whether it was a real attack or a false flag attack. And that is the main effect of this. It basically means that the independence of a European foreign policy that the Russian government has been hoping would evolve in order to cool down the conflict and the growing NATO bases on their border and the trouble in the Ukraine, this has now been stopped dead in its tracks, because Europe is now back on board with Washington. So this is a very big and serious consequence of the Charlie Hebdo event.
What do you think it signified that Obama's people didn't basically show up at the PR march, A? B, what do you make of the coming prosecution of Petraeus?
Well, I don't know about the prosecution, but it seems clear to me that the reason Obama would not show up at the march in Paris is that if the American president is there, it takes on the look of an American operation, and it makes it too obvious that France is now back in America's pockets. But if he doesn't go, and a lower order person goes, or merely the ambassador goes, then it de-emphasizes in people's minds the association of what happened with American purposes. And therefore, it doesn't make the false flag aspect stand out. It just sort of says, well, you know, why didn't Obama come? Well, you know, who knows? But it leaves it without the mark of American operation. If the president is there, he is the most important person there. And then everybody gets to thinking about America or the Washington.
Well, I mean, as you point out in your article that's up on Infowars.com and also on your website that we're linked to there, paulcraigroberts.org, you point out total precision up front. Then there are a bunch of bumbling Benny Hills running around in circles, falling over their shoelaces. After that, it doesn't jive.
Right. It doesn't jive. We'll never know whether it was a false flag attack. It has clearly many characteristics of one. There are many very puzzling aspects to it. But I think the most outstanding suspicious aspect is that these highly professional killers who did such a professional military-style attack, they escape and they leave their ID in the car conveniently for authorities. I mean, really, we heard this about 9/11, right?
Remember the passports that didn't get burned and then magically got found that day in the rubble?
Yeah, the passport is the only surviving thing in the two twin towers. and so here we see that card again used.
Now, the system really thinks we're stupid.
I think, as I said in one of my columns, they make it more and more hard to believe, and when everybody believes it, they sit back and laugh at us.
Well, you are in the highest levels of government. You're in some big think tanks. I know we've had corruption in the power structure forever, but it's never seemed to be this mentally ill. And this, I mean, it's like Gibbs a few years ago saying, I was to lie and say the drone program didn't exist, even though it was public. There's a psychological tactic here, I think, to create learned helplessness or kind of a mass Stockholm syndrome of normalcy bias to where it's just so over the top, we just give in.
It may be, but keep in mind now, Alex, I was in the government prior to the fall of the Soviet Union, and therefore American power was constrained and did not have the same ambitions. But when the Soviet Union collapsed, it let the neoconservatives loose. They said, well, look, there's no longer any constraint on American power. We can do what we want.
They wrote articles in PNAC saying we can take over the world. All we need is false flags. And they publish it.
That's right. So what I'm saying is that my experience in government was a different kind of government. It was a government that was constrained. A government that basically did not want any risk of nuclear war because it understood there's no winner. And therefore, it didn't do the kinds of things that began with the Soviet collapse.
Yeah.
So that is a fundamental difference. There's no comparability between Reagan and then the later regime.
Well, sure. And most of our government, for all its problems, were combat vets. And a lot of them were lawyers. But now it's almost all lawyers. PR hacks, almost none of them have been in combat, and I really think they themselves don't realize how much danger they're putting the world in. I think they're a bunch of smart, focused, corrupt people, but I just don't think they have the instinctive fear they should of the power they're misusing.
Well, the neoconservatives are in charge, and they want power. They are after it. They want American hegemony over the world. That includes Russia and China. And therefore, when they are greedy for power, they're not bound.
No, I understand. They're power crazed. Let me ask you this in closing.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this in closing. In your gut, or looking at it, how are they doing? The state of the world right now in about 50 seconds. I mean, how are the bad guys doing?
Well, I think with Charlie Hebdo, they've had a huge success. Whether they are responsible for it or not, it has produced for the neoconservatives a huge success. And this means we're going to see more pressure on Russia and thereby on China, because the two countries have formed a strategic alliance, and we are going to see a war on the Islamic State. And we also...
Hold on, finish up on the other side. I want you to finish that thought, and we'll let you go. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I wanted Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, again, the former editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, the head of policy department of the Treasury under Reagan, to finish up his prospectus for 2015. Ron Paul, Dr. Paul, was on yesterday and said he thinks 2015 is basically the big one. You got Donald Trump saying that. Most economists are saying this year they just don't see how the charade can go on. But I've seen it get pushed back. I mean, I remember Roberts, when folks thought 3 years ago it was going to implode, he said, no, I'd give it 3-4 years. Well, we're 3-4 years later. And I just don't know how they square putting ISIS in charge, giving them $10 billion, letting them launch attacks on Assad, and now we've got to go fight ISIS, but then they're caught giving them airdrops of weapons. I think fighting ISIS is the cover for bombing Assad's forces. In fact, Obama has said, we need to take Assad out. That's why ISIS got a foothold. No, ISIS got a foothold because our government put them in there. And this has really woken the military up. So what I'm getting at here is I don't see how this agenda can continue on. But as you said 3 years ago, it always continues on historically longer than we think. But then overnight, sometimes these empires based on lies fall, or it could die slowly, or it could, I guess, take the planet over if everyone submits to it. So, Dr. Roberts, for about 5 minutes, you've got the floor, and I'll let you go. Finish up with your global perspectives and where you see this going.
Well, I think that what's working against the neoconservatives is the neglect of the economy. And so they're so focused on world power and on the financial hegemony of the United States that they're not paying attention to the fact that the economy itself is expiring. And there's no growth in consumer incomes. There's no good jobs for people, not even for university graduates. The workforce is shrinking in size because of the lack of jobs. The debt continues to build. At some point, debt has to be serviced. It can't be. So I think they're overlooking the economic landmines while they are greedily chasing after power. And so this is the hope that the economy blows up and they have no way to deal with it. You know, you have to keep in mind that leadership passes into empire. And empire begets insolence. And insolence brings ruin. And when you see the United States, which has now a very weak economy, challenging both Russia and China in some sort of world supremacy contest that neither Russia nor China had any interest in being part of. But this combination of Russia and China is simply too much for the neoconservatives, given the weakened state of the United States economy. So I think it is true that this could be the year that all of this blows up in their faces, despite the success that they have just had with the Paris shootings.
What else? I'm just there deep in thought. What else can we do as individuals, Dr. Roberts, from your historical experience and governmental experience, journalistic experience, what can we do to ensure that we don't have a global collapse, that we don't, in their death throes or reaching for ultimate power, all basically get destroyed in a thermonuclear war? I mean, isn't it just that journalists and people in government and media and every other profession out there need to realize how dire our straits are and not just be so comfortable that we just abdicate our responsibility and let a bunch of madmen run the world? I mean, what else can we do to try to ensure this doesn't happen?
Well, probably nothing. You know, there are no more independent institutions. I mean, journalism is no longer an independent institution. It's owned by five or six major companies. They're dependent on the government for the broadcasting licenses. And indeed, this is an old hat type thing. Ever since the Cold War, journalists have said that they have to be on the side of the government, or otherwise they're not patriotic, and that they are patriotic, and so they take the government side. You know, just the other day, the New York Times editor, or former editor, gave a speech publicly and said that, well, New York Times has to support the government. That's what we do because we're patriotic. And so if we have to mislead the people in order to support the government, we're going to do that. So, you know, where is journalism? They're not part of the picture. It's a ministry of propaganda. All people can do is simply not fall for the government schemes. They have to be aware of it. Now, I don't know what any sort of resistance can come out of that. But as long as people don't believe what they're told, there's more hope than if they do believe what they're told. And I think that's what motivates me,
sure,
about the youth.
Well, paulcraigroberts.org is the website. It's excellent. We see attempts to censor new independent media. We see attempts to bring in free speech controls because the establishment understands that it is information in the final equation and truth, and people just removing their consent and their financial support from the system that will force it to change. But you're right, the hubris, the insolence, is the stuff historically that causes rack and ruin, and I hope we can turn it around. Thank you so much, Dr. Roberts, for joining us.
Pleased to be with you, Alex.
Always great to have you on. PaulCraigRoberts.org, again, is his site. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our major sites. Jared is active duty Army and has been holding and wants to give his take on the new poll out showing Obama has only a 15% approval rating in active duty. We'll go to Joe, who's also ex-Army, and Rambo in Oregon, who has family members that are in and wants to give us his take on that. But we've heard unanimously it's not about gays in the military. And I'm not saying that's good for morale or whatever. I'm not endorsing or not endorsing. The point is it's a football issue. The real issue is the corruption, the government drug dealing, the working with radical Islamicists, the training the military for domestic operations, gun confiscation, the open training of ISIS and others. This has got the military really awake. Now, Darren McBrain put together a 5-minute report. It's extremely powerful that we only aired part of at the start of the broadcast today. I want to air the whole thing now here for radio and TV viewers. If you're a radio listener, you want to go to infowars.com/show. where you can see the free video feed, because it's very powerful to see these congressional testimony pieces, news clips. Now, I want to warn folks, some of the footage is graphic and is violent, but it's documentary in nature. And then we'll go to Jared, Rambo, Joe, and others. Then we've got Harry Dent joining us, who is, again, an excellent financial analyst. He predicted a couple years ago on the show that it would be deflation that got us, not inflation. And he predicted the oil going down, the demographic cliff, all of it. It's now happening. So he's going to be joining us, and we'll take your phone calls in the second half of the interview. But here's one of the most powerful pieces that Darren McBrain has put out so far of many powerful pieces. We're blessed to have such a great crew of people like Jakari Jackson and Darren McBrain and Rob Dew and John Bound and so many others, Rob Jacobson. The list goes on, that put out these video montage reports. So here is one right now. The bloody laundry of the CIA.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
Does America owe its edge in military technology to Nazi war criminals brought here after World War II?
The truth is that thousands of former Nazis, some of whom committed atrocities, went to work for the United States government.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We're really talking about intelligence at the highest levels of the U.S. government, setting the broad direction for the nation.
Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for... We have indeed, for killing people.
But also the toxin itself would not appear in the autopsy?
Yes.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
If you've been anywhere near a television set or a radio these past few hours, you already know that John Lennon of the Beatles is dead. He was shot late this evening in front of his apartment building in New York City.
Despite
evidence that Noriega was involved in drug trafficking, Bush kept Noriega on the payroll.
We interrupt your regular programming to tell you of a plane crash in northeastern Minnesota where we have just had confirmed a short while ago. Eight people were killed on a small beach aircraft that was on its way to Eveleth, Minnesota, including Senator Paul Wellstone of Minnesota. And according to the senior staff in the senator's office, not only the senator, but his wife Sheila, his daughter, three members of his staff, and the two pilots.
The CIA has been and is now completely out of control.
The accusation is that drugs are being sold by the Contras and that the CIA knew about it and didn't do anything.
Agents were busy fighting after the assailant hit two or three people down on the ground.
An assassination attempt. The president was hit, but pushed immediately into the limousine and rushed to the hospital.
William Colby has been missing since April 27th. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28th.
Missing and presumed drowned.
The United States tonight declared in effect that Panama's General Manuel Noriega is a threat to this country's national security.
When George Bush became director of the CIA in 1976, he inherited Noriega as a contact.
When you read these outrageous charges by a drug-related indicted dictator, discount them. They are total lies.
In 1976, flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and five crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados. Four of the terrorists were found to be Latin Americans contracted by the U.S. One of the attack's masterminds, Posada Capriles, currently lives freely in Miami.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
The numbers about potential civilian casualties, I take with a somewhat big grain of salt. Let us bomb these places.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
I love Bill Clinton.
J.P. Morgan.
Watching that is frightening. And, of course, the CIA is just one of the big agencies involved in all this. And it's been former CIA people that have been the most outspoken about it. And the road to perdition has been paved by the statement that, well, the end justifies the means. That they started doing all this evil stuff to fight the Nazis under OSS and then the Russians under CIA. But at the same time, the very robber barons running this country that founded the CIA in 47 were the ones putting the communists in power, and that's declassified. Just like they helped create the radical Islamicists and gave them bases and weapons. And when they'd been defeated after a 14-year war, they gave them new bases. And now they're worse than ever and have, quote, metastasized. And we're going to get attacked, and we got to give our rights up when it happens. I appreciate Jared. We're going to next after we got a break, and then Rambo and Joe Holding. We'll get to all of you. and then our guest is joining us to get into what we're expecting in 2015. I don't like the fiat bubble system, but I tell you, I hope it doesn't implode in 2015. People say, oh, yeah, that'll bring them down. Oh, no. They're going to get more power out of the implosion when they're ready. I don't want the bubble to implode. I want it to be exposed, discussed, and then create alternate systems. Of course, I'd like to not die either, I guess. I mean, it's just, we're in this mess. It's going to happen. We're going to crash. The question is, how bad will it be? We're going to go to break and come back. Please spread the word about the broadcast. We're all risking our lives, our names, our treasure to do this. It is the fact that there are a lot of good people on the system is the fact that I'm still alive and the good Lord above, of course, number one, and your prayers. But we need money to finance this operation. We're not funded by J.P. Morgan or the globalists or any big corporate interest. We're funded by you buying the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 10% off promo code WATER on all the water filtration systems and free shipping on the ProPure systems, a huge discount in the month of January at InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time to start filtering your water. We've got taste tests of the ProPure G2 next to other major brands. It blows them away and is less money. You can't beat that. And your purchase supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com, 48% off in a triple combo pack of Oxy Powder, Super Male or Female Vitality, and, of course, Secret 12, 48% off. Your purchase supports the transmission. Plus, these are amazing products, life-changing products. 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsHealth.com.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
by the way, I'm not going to air it on radio and TV. We probably will on the nightly news tonight. The headline is Alex Jones to retire. It is satire. And it's designed to basically make fun of the real conspiracy theorists that are out there. It's pretty funny. If you want to go see it, it's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones, and it's on our Facebook. And so it's a good way to basically upset all the schizophrenics out there that claim that I'm Bill Hicks and stuff. It's pretty hilarious. I was here being interviewed for a documentary last week about Russia and about oligarchs. And then I just said, Kevin was making a documentary about it, and I said, hey, let's do a joke while you're here. And so we did it, and it's pretty funny. And it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Jared, thank you for holding your active duty army. You wanted to give us your take on this national poll of active duty. Only 15% approve of Obama, and they're claiming it's because of gays in the military. They didn't even ask that question. That's what they say in the article. The military I've talked to, it's because they know Obama is selling the country out. What do you have to say about this?
Hello, Alex. It has nothing to do with the gays in the military issue. It's being lied to continually and watching the Constitution that we've sworn to support and defend with our lives being trampled upon continuously.
Talk about your view or the other servicemen you talk to and women, what their average view is of the so-called commander-in-chief.
It's not good, and a lot of us don't talk out about it because of the repercussions.
Well, obviously, I don't think they know who you are right now. Do they try to check your phone records or violate the Constitution with the NSA? But do you agree with my statement that it's over the training for domestic operations against patriots, that it's over the open borders, that it's over being connected to ISIS? I mean, can you tell us what some of the concerns are?
It's all that and more. And it's nickel and diming away the Constitution. There's no business for us to be training in a United States urban environment unless that's where they plan to operate at.
And then you get the manuals and find out it's for veterans. They openly teach, this is national news, that the main enemy of the Pentagon will be veterans. Now, what type of America is this where the veterans are the enemy? I mean, what are they going to do that's going to make the veterans so mad that the Army is going to have to fight them?
It's not the America I grew up in.
Well, it may fly, funding al-Qaeda and all this, but it's not going to fly starting a civil war. The police know what's going on now on average. That's why they want us fighting with them so that we don't join forces with them. And the military knows. Let me ask you this. Do you think 15% of the military supporting Obama is a high number or a low number?
I'm thinking that's an excessively high number.
Yeah, the number I've got is about 5%.
That would sound more along the lines of being right.
Yeah, this poll says 15. Do you think it'll fly if, say, a bomb goes off in a federal building and then they say, oh, we've got to arrest the patriots? Do you think that'll fly with the military?
Oh, no. It would not fly at all.
Let me ask you this question. Is the military aware of the false flag paradigm and things that the globalists might pull?
A lot more. The military is waking up to it, and they're seeing through the false flags.
Very exciting news, and that's the good news, is that's what I'm getting from all my sources, high up, low level, you name it. All right, Jared, anything else you want to add?
No, thanks for time, Alex.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you for trying to serve the Republic, even though it's been seized. You know, we'll need a military once we've taken the Republic back, so people do not need to blame our military. They need to blame the globalists.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war.